know how we do it.
Welcome. You are now in the village.
What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. Y'all know what to do with us, huh?
You are now in the village. Home of Taking It Back Tuesdays. Welcome to the village, the kids' corner, the second helping, and music moments.
It's your girl, Lady Jane. Recording from the bedroom, from the kitchen table, from the library there. You know how we do it.
This is KK. This is KK. This is KK, and you're listening to Bluntly KK.
Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. This is your man KJ. Tonight I have
Bluntly KK.
Boy Future.
That's what's up. So tonight, folks, we're going to do a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction here. Like, I want to get people's thoughts on this and see where this could possibly go. Recently, we're seeing a lot of police issues as far as their interaction with the general public. And here's the truth of the matter. They're being caught because of social media. People are posting these things on social media. They have camera phones. People are being caught. So here's my concern. Here's my issue. With all this social media doing what it's doing and the way cops are being caught, are we going to start seeing cops being a little more sneakier? Or do you think this is actually going to resolve some issues, having social media, having the camera phones, and things of that nature? I was wondering what you guys think about that.
So, I don't think it would resolve anything, like as in mental, but I do feel like it'll start to die down.
You think so? With
the police brutality. I think so, because it's like they're always going to have it in the back of their head. Like, someone's got everybody, almost everybody in this country has an Android, or they have an iPhone, you know, or they got a tablet, you know, something. And all of these things record stuff. And it's like they've always got to have that in the back of their head, that while they're out in public, like, they can't be going crazy on these people anymore. But I don't think it's going to fix the mental thing, because it's always going to be in the back of the cop's mind. Like, I want to beat this person's ass. You know? So I don't think it's going to fix the mental. I don't. And if anything, what's going to end up happening, you know what? And I think you're right. I think it would be more sneakier. Because what's going to happen is they're going to put them all polite and nice in the way they're supposed to be. They're going to put them in the back of the police car and take them down an alleyway and take them out and stop beating them.
Yeah.
That's slightly aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
That escalated very quickly. Now, the way I see it, man, legitimately, yeah, they're going to get more, I guess, sneaky, how you said earlier, but
creative. How about that?
Yeah.
You're going to get more creative, I think.
Start using assassin techniques. Nah, man, like,
whoa.
But nah, it's the fact that at some point, like, the aggression is needed, but they're going to have to be more smart about it, about how they handle situations. And they're just going to keep changing the way they do business until it fits them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, and I agree with both of you. They're going to get sneakier. They're going to be more creative, whatever the case may be. But here's my issue here. The issue is corruption within police departments. That's the ultimate issue right there. Now, we all know that no matter what, there's always going to be corrupt cops within the system.
Of course.
That's just how the system works. It is what it is. We can't find them all. That's a given. But the question is, how many people are going to be hurt in the process of us trying to figure out who are the good ones and who are the bad ones? We've had a string of police officers literally shooting and killing people. And if it was not for social media, these cops would have been able to literally walk away untouched. Because you know why? Police are in a position of authority. They're in a position of public trust. So as soon as they write something on paper, it's gospel. No one challenges it. If it wasn't for these camera phones that's saying, yo, this is what really happened, and this police officer report says, well, this is how it happened. Well, now we're starting to look at cops in a whole new light. We're starting to look at people and things in a whole new light. And that's what my issue is. It's not so much the creativity, because they're always going to be creative on how they do things. They have to be. You know what I mean? Whether they let you go and then go back to your home and do something to you there, I don't know. I'm not going to put that on the universe, put that out there like that, but it's possible. But the issue really is how do we combat this? How do we fight the creativity that's going to eventually hit us? That's what I'm really worried about.
Well, when you bring up that, then the way I see it, the social media is still a good thing. Like,
you think so?
At the same time, because now you have evidence, because people are always asking about evidence. Do you have evidence? Can you prove it? And at the same time, people need to know their rights as far as like what's allowed and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Off gate. Well, from birth, we're taught right and wrong. So why can't you just do what's right? Like, what makes it so hard that you just can't be a regular functioning human?
So, I mean, I agree with that, you know. I think that is, like, the best evidence, and I think that's the best place to put evidence, because stuff like that gets shared hundreds of thousands
course.
Of times.
Of course.
Like, that evidence, you can't get rid of that. But at the same time, I find it a problem that people can record whatever they want and stuff. Like, me and Future had actually showed me a video the other day. And it kind of agitated me a little bit, because it's like, I refuse to believe that all cops are bad. And this guy had signaled to the cop that he wanted to pull over with them or whatever, and he pulled. So it was kind of like a citizen's arrest almost, because the kid. Sat there and talking to this, I guess he was like 50, 55 years old man.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid asked him, you're going 58 in a 45?
Said 57 in a 45.
Yeah. And the person in front of him was going just as fast, found out that was his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy was really just going in on the cop, like, why is it that you get to go 57 while we get pulled over for 45? And the cop literally got mad. He was just like, I can't pull over everybody. I don't pull over everybody that goes over 45. And it's just like, and to me, it was obvious that him and his wife was going somewhere really important. And it was just like, to sit there and pull over a cop, like, to me, that was petty.
It was.
That was really petty. It was like, it'd be one thing if you saw a cop abusing his power with a suspect or a victim or whatever.
Okay, I was going to say that. Okay.
That's one thing.
That's a different issue.
Pull out your camera. Absolutely. But you literally, like, all this kid wanted was a good YouTube video. All he wanted was a good Facebook video. That's all he did that for.
Get your 2 minutes of fame, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all he wanted.
And then he even went far enough as, like, asked the officer's name. The officer said he didn't have to give his name. Mm-hmm. And then he asked for the badge number.
Badge number.
And then when he gave the badge number, he was skeptical about it. So he was like, okay, well, if you're going to record me, then I'm going to record you too. So he was like, okay, fine. The guy in the car was like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So then the officer walked back to his car, got his phone, started recording, and he showed him his badge saying that was his legit badge number. Mm-hmm. And it was ridiculous because, yeah. Like...
He had the easiest last name to spell, mm-hmm. and the kid was like, how do you spell that? Like, just petty. So that's why I say I don't think it's always a great thing that people can record cops and stuff and always have these recording devices and stuff. Sometimes I don't think it's all great because literally there are these people that are just out there just to get cops, just to get them.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we do live in that era right now. To where, you know, as the saying goes, one bad apple spoils the bunch, mm-hmm. right? Now, are there bad cops? Yes.
But there's great cops as well.
But there are way more great cops mm-hmm. than there are bad cops.
I mean, you know what we don't see enough of? The cops who buy a $60 pair of shoes for the homeless man on the street in New York. No one broadcasted that one.
Mm-hmm. There was another one I saw. I don't even know. Like, it just randomly popped up. But the police officers were out the car and they was playing with the kids and they was playing music through the speaker and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty nice. That was cool. Mm-hmm.
Like you don't see stuff. You don't see the one where instead of the cop giving the woman a ticket for driving with no child car seat mm-hmm. with her kids in the back, they went out. Bought her car seats for her kids and left her with a warning. Mm-hmm. Like, but you don't, you gotta search and scrimp to go find stuff mm-hmm. like that about cops.
You do.
There was even one video I saw where this African-American male, he had said he had just got pulled over. He said he didn't understand the situation about how people are getting in so much trouble. When he got pulled over, all he did was pull over. The cop came over, he talked to him, he explained the situation, he handed him his ticket, and then they went about their way. They went separate ways. Mm-hmm. There was no problems. There was no miscommunication. You know what I'm saying? They just mm-hmm. it was smooth. And he was like, why can't that just be a thing? Like, why?
Yeah, why? Like, and it's funny because that's the way it used to be. Like, when you see a cop, when you get pulled over, you know to be polite, be respectful, don't make sudden movements, you know, talk like a responsible adult. And that's the way it used to be. So I don't know where or when or why people are getting so bold now to where mm-hmm. you are getting yourself in trouble. Like, you're getting yourself
in
trouble.
I think a lot of people are getting themselves in trouble. I think a lot of people are just like, you know what? I can talk to you any kind of way because I've heard one person, they say, well, I'm a you know, tax-paying citizen. I pay your check. I'm like, wait, what? Like,
he's still... And we pay for you to use your EBT. Like, next.
Oh, God.
Next.
Get him.
Got him. Got him. Damn, sis. There it is. That's there it is. Hey, I'm not mad. But that's why. But as far as, you know, we don't see the positivity that the cops do, and we're so focused on the negativity. You know, I honestly gotta blame media for that. Not social media, but I gotta blame media.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Because there's no...
What's gonna get the higher rating?
Exactly. You know, it's not going to... the higher ratings are not going to come with the fluffy love stories and stuff like that. We need people to tune in because this cop was on video beating this dude down. Mm-hmm. We need to get that shock and awe factor in here. And once we establish that, we draw them in and they come back in and they come back in. And every now and again, we throw out a story of, oh, well, this is what he did and it's okay and stuff like that. No, I think it needs to be even keeled across the board. I think if we're going to report news, we report the news, good or bad, but report everything. That's what I think.
To tell you the truth, I stopped watching the news because every time I turn it on, it's always something depressing.
I felt the same way, but this is why I watch the news.
I love watching the news. I do.
This is why I watch the news. And like I've told the village, we've actually cut our cable, and we're on Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime, so whatever. But I went and bought an antenna because truth of the matter is, you still need to be keyed into your city, mm-hmm. into where you live. because if a natural disaster happens, guess what? I need to be able to know what's going on. How are they going to evacuate people? How are they going to get things, the right services into the city? Where, who do I need to contact for this, that, and the other? Stuff like that. Yeah. So that's the reason why I went and bought the antenna, because news is important. You have to be able to know what's going on. And if the zombie apocalypse happens, guess what? I still know what's going on, even though I'm sure it'll be on Twitter first. That's what I'm saying.
It would be on Twitter first, then Facebook, then the news.
That's right. That's right. And so let me, I've been actually wanting to really spread this app that I have. It's this app, and I'm going to actually ask a few more questions about this. But the app is called Mobile Justice.
I saw that. I think that is awesome.
I do too, man.
Just because, like, so it correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead, because I've already downloaded it and tested it.
Is the way that it works is that if there's a cop and he sees you recording him, like as soon as you back out the video, does it automatically go to?
Exactly.
I think that's brilliant.
They have it's through the ACLU. Mm-hmm. Now each state of it's different. Like they have, like I have the Mobile Justice California app. And I was telling my cousin, who's getting ready to head to college in Florida, I said, you need to download the Mobile Justice for Florida app. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because each application is actually different as far as what they do. But basically, the way it works is, if you see a crime that a cop is committing, right? You see them doing something they're not supposed to be doing, where they're harassing a citizen or beating on someone, or anything to that nature, right? You can whip out your phone, you pull up the app, and you just hit record. And let's say the cop sees you and he starts walking towards you. There's a button on the screen that you just tap, and it automatically uploads to the ACLU servers. So they're going to see the video regardless. Now the cop can take your phone and smash it to pieces. The video is already uploaded. And which brings me to another interesting point. The other day, I saw a video from New York where a cop was kind of harassing this young lady, very pretty young lady, very attractive. And he essentially was kind of touching her inappropriately. And her male friend was like, yo, this isn't right. Leave her alone. He grabs his friend's cell phone to record. The cops obviously arrest him, right? And they write a report up saying he tried to resist arrest, tried to attack him, this, that, and the other. What the cops did not realize was, I believe the young man was in front of an ATM machine. Mm-hmm. So there was a camera angled downward, watched the whole thing, downward from the other direction, and from the ATM machine directly. Mm. And basically, everything that this cop wrote down was negative. The guy did never attack them. He simply pulled out his cell phone. He was trying to record the incident. And the cops attacked him, took him down, arrested him for resisting arrest. Because he was resisting at that point. Because he didn't do anything wrong. So they say he was resisting. So whatever, I'll give him that. It's crap. They threw him in the back of a squad car. They took the cell phone that he recorded. They rolled down the window and smashed on the ground.
This was all caught on ATM
camera. So that's what lets me know that these types of apps are important.
Yeah.
They are important, but my worry is that people are going to abuse them. It's the same thing with the videos that they've been putting on social media. Like, mm-hmm. The cops aren't doing anything wrong. You're just trying to bust their chops. So I hope that people do not abuse this app, because I think it is a good app.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know what? They have to really look at what's going on here. Now there's going to be, I'm sure, a ton of videos that's going to be uploaded.
Think about all the people.
Exactly. But they have to filter through these videos.
Exactly. That takes time.
It does. I'm sure they got some young intern that's sitting down and is like, look, I got to go through all these videos today. But that's what they're doing. And that's just what it is. but I still think the concept of the app is amazing. Now, is there going to be some flaws to this thing, or is it going to be questionable in a court of law and things like that? Yes, because you're taking a video that you didn't directly record. But once again, sis, as long as people are willing to stand behind what they recorded, I think we're going to be okay.
I just downloaded it.
You downloaded it?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good. And even when you go home, try to find the mobile justice app. You're from back east. Try to find one for your home state when you go home and stuff like that. Like, I have one just for California because I rarely leave out of California. But if I go to, like...
Especially with y'all pending trip
coming up, I definitely think you guys want to download it for that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. When you're on this app, does it allow you to look at other people's videos?
No. It's literally
just for you.
Upload your video and that's it. That's basically what the app is. You fill out your information if you choose to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put your name and all that. I chose to because if I record something, I'll stand behind it. Okay. But you don't have to. Okay. But yeah, you literally record what you're going to record. And once you're done recording, it goes right to the ACLU. So, I'm very impressed with whoever designed this app.
And it's available for all 50s, all the states?
As far as I see, yeah. I have, there's so many different versions of it. You have to just find the version for your state. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. Because I think, like I said, for Florida, it's something else. It's the same thing. Yeah, right there. There you go. You got Mobile Justice, Nebraska, Mobile Justice, Florida, Maryland, Michigan. They have all the states, but it's just, I think the way the apps work for each state is a little bit different.
Okay.
So, nevertheless, check out Mobile Justice Village. I think you need to have, especially our young men, we need to download this app. And young women, too, because you don't know what's going to happen. You may be...
Let me tell you about them female cops. Now, they're not all bad.
No.
But the female cops got something to prove, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And so they are, I honestly feel that female cops are a little bit more aggressive than male cops.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have something to prove. So.
You know what? I can't agree or disagree with you.
Right.
Because I've never encountered a female cop that
Okay, so in Rhode Island, I used to get pulled over once every week. Walking 5 minutes up to work. And I used to get pulled over every single week for walking 5 minutes. That's all it took to get my work. 5 minutes. And I used to get pulled over all the time. And I would always get patted down. My purse and my book bag stuff would always get dumped out onto the dirt. And it would always be the female cop there. And she would always shove me onto the car and pat me down. And I went through this every single week. And sometimes it would be a different female cop, but they're all the same. You know, they have something to prove. I get it. But they are a little aggressive. So don't. I think females should download this app.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I encourage everyone to download this app because it's a safety issue now. And I definitely want anyone that I care about to be safe. I can imagine somebody I know and they're saying, look, this is KJ. This is what happened to me. And the cop is saying, nah, this is what happened. You know, it's mm-hmm. you versus them.
And out there in Rhode Island, a lot of corrupt.
They win.
It's a lot of corrupt.
Yeah, they win. It's unfortunate. Any final thoughts on this, KK?
I think my final thoughts is, you know, just this app is good. Just don't abuse it, guys. That's all I ask. Don't abuse the app, man.
Yeah.
If you're going to record something, make sure it's something important. Make sure it's just not you being petty.
Yeah, I agree. Future, what you got? Nothing at all. Okay. Village, my final thoughts are on the topic as a whole. Let's look out for each other here. The app is one thing, but just to be a human is another thing. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to... throw shade and live behind our phones or the internet or anything else like that. We have to be able to reconnect with each other. I'm not saying all cops are bad. I think there are actually many, many great police officers. Mm-hmm. But for the ones that are corrupt and are doing things wrong, they have to be handled. And we'll never be able to get rid of all corrupt cops. It's just not going to happen. But what we can do is slowly curve the ones that are doing bad and make them do right, or let them know they will be found out. And when they become more creative, people, we become more creative. This mobile justice app is a tool for the creative cop, for the ones that want to take the phones after you've recorded them doing what they're doing and try to break up your phone or delete the photos or delete the video. This is a creative tool to protect the people from corrupt cops. So once again, I encourage all of you to download the mobile justice app, because it could help you. Even if you never use it, it's like having a gun. You never want to have to use it, but if you have to use it, it's there for you. Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at this app. So on my home screen, there's nothing to it. I just tap it and I can use it. I've tested it out and it works great. So I encourage y'all to do it. Mobile justice. KK, what's your Twitter?
It's at BluntlyKK or at AngryPanda. Facebook, you can find me on at Angry Panda Entertainment. Not the at. Sorry, I'm a little tired.
Oh, I can tell.
And you can find me on YouTube, Angry Panda Entertainment and Bluntly KK, two channels. And I think that's it.
Okay. Future, we know your response. If you find her, you find me. There it is. I ain't even magic player. You guys can get a hold of The Village by searching Welcome the Number 2 The Village. Searches on Facebook, Welcome the Number 2 The Village. We love the new likes. We thank you guys for reaching out to us. Really, really appreciate it. Phone number 619-202-1562. 619-202-1562. You guys can shoot me a voicemail or shoot me a text message. I will shout you guys out. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, IPP Podcast Player, SoundCloud. Check us out. Subscribe. Send us comments. Leave us reviews. We really appreciate it. We'll shout you guys out. We thank you guys. As the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night. Gone.
Are you in the area of Melbourne, Florida? Are you in need of an excellent dog or cat groomer that loves your four-legged family as much as you do? Well, at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, we love each other just as we love your pets. Family-owned and run, with perfection as our goal. If you would like to book an appointment, please call us at 321-622-6963. Email us at heavenlytouchdogandcatgrooming@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, and check out our photo gallery of our adorable, satisfied customers. Come visit us in person, 2260 Sarno Road, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Visit our website for the most current pet-friendly specials, www.heavenlytouch.vpweb.com. With a variety of services to choose from, we are sure you'll be happy working with us. We know your pet will want to come back for another Heavenly Touch.